The U.S. budget deficit for the year 2019 has hit a seven-year high amid government's higher spending. The Treasury Department says the deficit rose by around $200 billion last year to reach nearly $1 trillion. The new figure represents 4.6% of the gross national product. The deficit reflects the impact of President Donald Trump's tax policy that has sharply reduced corporate tax in the short term, as well as his increased spending, especially on military. His predecessor, Barack Obama, managed to push the budget shortfall down nearly $600 billion. To discuss that more, we're joined by Mr. Jack Rasmus, a professor of political economy at St. Mary's College, who is joining us live from San Francisco. Thank you very much, Professor. Now, what is your take on this? What do you think is the main reason behind such a huge deficit in the U.S. budget?
The deficit increased 20% in 1 year. You know, it was just under $800 billion. Now it's actually over $1 trillion. The $984 billion reported does not include the roughly $75 billion or more that's always kept in a black budget, as they call it, of Pentagon new secret weapon developments. It was $75 billion over a decade ago, so it's at least that now. But that doesn't show up anywhere in the print. You know, it's kept off the budget. It's called the black budget. So really, it's well over $1 trillion. And the causes are very clear. It's the massive tax cuts that most of which went to businesses and investors that Trump passed at the beginning of 2018. That reduced the corporate income tax and other tax takes by hundreds of billions of dollars. And it raised some taxes on the middle class. So it's heavily the tax cuts that are targeted for the high end and for businesses, but it's also the increase in defense spending. Trump has boosted defense spending by $100 billion every year in the last 2 years. And to some extent, lesser extent, it's due to the rising cost of Medicare and health care, which is being driven by huge increases in prices by pharmaceutical companies and health insurance companies. And to some extent now, rising interest on the debt. It's estimated by the Congressional Budget Office that the interest on the debt, when you look at the trillion-dollar budget deficits that are now baked in to the economy because of the tax cuts and defense increases for another decade, by the end of the decade, next decade, we're going to be paying $900 billion a year just in interest costs on that debt. And it's mostly because of the tax cuts and defense spending. But, you know, you really got to look at, compare this to the other $1 trillion a year budget deficits we had during the Great Recession and the economic collapse of 2008-09. Well, the economy had come to a virtual stop at that time, and the government had to spend a lot on social programs, unemployment insurance, and that's why we had $1 trillion budgets then. But supposedly we have the best economy ever, according to Trump. And here we have $1 trillion deficits in the best economy ever. What's going to happen when there's a recession, which is around the corner in the U.S. as the global economy slows? What's going to happen to budget deficits then? Well, you can only guess. That's why we're going to have $1 trillion for as far as we can see in annual deficits, and the U.S. total debt, which is about $22 trillion now, is going to be somewhere around $35 trillion. A decade from now, which is probably unsustainable. Trump has wrecked the U.S. economy, although, you know, it's just that we haven't seen the results yet. We're beginning to see the results, but they will become clearer here in the next few years. We're on a direction of a train wreck in the U.S. economy, while the global economy is not doing any better. In fact, doing worse in many, many places like Europe, Japan, and so forth. So it's a very serious development, but one I've been writing and talking about that was coming for some time. And it's a qualitatively new situation looking forward.
Thank you very much for your elaboration, Professor of Political Economy at St. Mary's College, Mr. Jack Rasmus.